You know, Angie mentioned the Preakness on Saturday, and I thought it would be fitting to have our aficionado, does multiple tasks, does a great job, of course, with Apple Honda running the show and the sales end of things, but he's also a horse expert, and he's got his own horse running these days in Philadelphia over at Harris. We'll get to that in a sec, but you got your Preakness on Saturday, Mr. Giammanco. Charles, sir, how are you?
Good morning, Jay. How you doing? Things are great. I've got a lot of winning going on in my life. A lot of winning.
A lot of winning. Not in the Kentucky Derby. Come on now. But you know something? give me your take on this because, you know, listen, we learned of this. Here we go again. Bob Baffert, he's had six horses already this year under investigation, didn't know what was happening. Then he offers an explanation. The cream, you know, it reminds me of Barry Bonds. I didn't do anything. You know, the cream and everything else, all of a sudden he's a steroid user. Listen, you can't trust Baffert as far as you could throw Medina Spirit. Your take on that, and were you surprised that the horse was allowed to enter the Preakness? Give me your take.
Well, Jay, my take on that, I mean, you know, I was in the racing business for many, many years, and, you know, there's a lot of controversy about the drug use, but, you know, they're all, you know, it's steroids, it's vitamins, there's a lot of different things that go inside a horse to keep them, you know, in that kind of shape that they're in, what they do. So, I mean, I don't say that he had a positive, he didn't have a positive, he had some controversy the last few years over drug use, but I guarantee you, every horse in that race that didn't get it tested after the race because they didn't win, they have some type of drugs. When they say drugs, it's steroids, it's vitamins, a lot of different things going to horse that, you know, to keep him in that kind of shape. But, you know, I think he'll be okay. I think he'll get clear on this. And, you know, it's a lot of, like I said, a lot of different things that a horse gets, whether it's administered, you know, through a veterinarian, through feed, through, you know, a lot of different supplements that they give him that, you know, just kind of gets him wound up like that. But I think he's okay. I think he's got a good shot at this. You know, I like that other horse, the Essential Quality. I think he's got a good shot at that. I don't think, like the other girl said, she's worried about the Triple Crown. You know, I pretty much know when the Triple Crown is going to happen. I kind of called it the last three times in the last, you know, so many years. But he's got a good shot. He's a winning horse. He's a horse that don't like to be in front of, you know, any horses in front of him. So that's a good sign. But it's going to be a good race. And I think Bob Baffert will come out pretty clean on this thing.
Did Betamethasone or whatever this thing is called, did that help Medina Spirit get to that finish line quicker than anyone else in your estimation?
I know the drug called dexamethasone. I know it. I've used it before in racing. It is a steroid. It does give him a little bit of power, but you know, I think he's going to be okay. I mean, like I said, if you tested the other 19 horses today, I guarantee you'd find some trace of something in there, because that's just what it's done. It's the name of the game. But you know, it's still, you don't want to be putting too much juice in them to get that kind of test. But like I said, I think Bob will come out clear on that. The guy's been a top trainer for many years, and it's not just because he uses some kind of drug. Believe me, he's a real good horseman. So,
Charlie, one last one. Why can't these tests be performed so that it happens as the result before the race goes off? Why can't we know anything about the magnitude of these substances even before these races? Because that's how – see, I look at horse racing as, you know, it's one of these casual things because everybody kind of gets into it during Triple Crown events and everything else. Well, to me, you lost a lot of the viewership because they're frustrated because we've seen this before in other sports, the cheating and everything else. What about the aspect – why can't we know prior – to a race going off regarding these horses?
Well, I mean, all horses take a urine test, you know, but it takes a little more than that. A horse will win, they'll come back with a saliva and also a blood test. So it's, you might be right there, Jay, but that gets a little crazy. You start taking blood every week and saliva from every horse. It may not be a bad idea, but they do take tests before. They do the urine test on all of them, and it's something that might wind up happening, you know, the way things are going, but... You know, look, it's like any other sport. You know, you got to stay in shape. You got to keep yourself, you know, whether it's hydrated or, you know, some type of vitamin or something that's going to go in you. It's a tough sport. I mean, these are top athletes, these horses. These are top athletes. They got to be fit as can be. So, I mean, I think, like I said, I think he'd be okay. I think there's a good shot he's got to win. Triple Crown might be a little far-fetched, but I think he got a good shot at this next race because he's sharp. But let's get back to my horse. My horse won Sunday. The Yankees are winning. Apple Honda's winning. That's what I'm excited about. The only guy that's not winning is this country, but we'll talk about that some other time.
The Yankees and Gerrit Cole. What a happening last night, man. I stayed up for that whole game. Usually I don't do that. I stayed up for the whole game last night. And you're right. Apple Honda is really going strong. He had great things. You got these great leasing deals happening into May. Give me a little something on the Big Apple.
Well, I'll tell you what about the Big Apple. Apple Honda out Rivet. We're doing real great. A record-breaking month in April. May is already halfway through May, and it's been really great. We have the product. Product is a little tight, Jay, I have to be honest with you. And all manufacturers, not just Honda, you know, every manufacturer is a little tight on product because there was a chip that was they couldn't make and they don't have it still, and so product is really scarce. And I'm lucky to have what I have. I got a lot of product in stock, and you know that's helping me too. I mean, when you look at you open up to a dealership, go online and look at it, and you look at their inventory, and it's light. It's not a good thing. I mean, the people want to see that variety of cars and inventory, which I have. So, I mean, I'm lucky to have that. I'm lucky to have that staff and the ownership that I work for there at the Apple Honda. And things are going great, Jay. I mean, we've got to keep pushing, but things are good, and hopefully we're going to continue to stay that way.
Now, listen, he's right. A lot of these dealerships around the country are suffering and everything. And this pandemic has not helped. That's really a big cost. And it's about inventory and budgets and everything else. But Apple Honda always prepares itself. If you drive Apple Honda, they got a lot full of cars, folks. And some great deals. And go see Charlie. He'll never let you leave without being satisfied. I tell you, the whole nine yards. And if you can't find him, he looks like De Niro with black hair and a black mustache. So he'll take very good care of you. And I don't mean the Goodfellas way. He will do the honorable thing, I should say. So we look forward to that, my friend. Good stuff. Good having you back. A little bit of a respite, Preakness and everything else. I want you to pick some winners. 1, 2, 3 finishes Saturday. And I'm going to hold you to it tomorrow, same time.
I'll give you that tomorrow. All right, Jay. Have a great day.